With the COVID-19 cases climbing dangerously across Europe, many countries have declared nationwide lockdowns to prevent the spread of the dangerous virus. But amidst this madness, there is still a silver lining. https://1239668024821758938 3 Question mark ref underscore src equals TWSRC percent 5 at fiel percent 7 CTW camp percent 5 e tweetum percent 7 CTW term percent 5 e 12369608207589383 and ref underscore url equals https percent 3a percent 2f percent 2fin dot mashable dot com percent 2f culture percent 2f 1228 3 percent 2f dolphins dash swans dash return dash to dash venice dash canals dash is dash italy dash locks dash down dash humans dash amidst dash covid dash 19 dash scare.
Since the lockdown was initiated, the nation of Italy has recorded a staggering 31,506 cases with over 2,503 deaths, making it the second most highly affected nation in the world from the deadly coronavirus. Italy's nationwide lockdown saw tourists flooding out of Venice with museums closing and major events postponed. But as the streets began to empty, the beautiful city has begun to observe the return of wildlife. A netizen recently took to Twitter to share these stellar photos documenting one of Italy's most famous attractions, the Venice Canals. Waters flowing through the canals of Venice, and, is clear for the first time in forever. The fish are visible, the swans returned. Popularly known as the floating city, the canals of Venice that were once filled with typically murky water from littering tourists are now pristine and clear. While some netizens attribute the pure waterways to nature recovering from the impact of human beings, others say it's just the effect of not having the boats move all the dirt around. The canals aren't cleaner, it's just that boats are not moving all the dirt around so it fell to the bottom of the canals, said a Twitter user, according to How's Beautiful. Regardless of whether the canals are clear because of the human pollution or less movement in the waters, these photos serve as an important reminder to us about how human activity can seriously jeopardize the environment. And it shouldn't take the outbreak of a worldwide pandemic to know that. A blessing in disguise. While this lockdown may keep us humans confined from the environment for a while, we should always be mindful of our societal impact on nature and wildlife. Also read, COVID-19 lockdown closes aquarium, penguins free to roam and experience being a visitor. You have reached the end of this story.